Shir Yud Zayin in Gittin, Zayin Cheshvan Hei Tov Shid Lamed Tes, November 7th, 1978, on Tuesday.
Now, Rashi mentions on the Mishneh. One pshat is, the first pshat is that the Gaidin Chosin Shibodim is reference to Ksuvah. So then he's not gave it for the Ksuvah, he's gave it for the get, and even without the Ksuvah. So he's kept the Gaidin. We mock him shaking his Ksuvah. So he still can be gave it because it's a client base. So in other words, so it is nothing. So according to the first question in Rashi, this Mishnah does not tell us any deen regarding shtar bo. Only here, since the get is effective, so see a get reinimoksevoso is givexevoso. The second question is the deen of Chotim Shibodim has reference to shtar bo. So then the Mishnah tells us a chiddush, that the shtar avoye itself can be gave with even without the nechsin, even without the nechsin. Now Teisa says we gave him chosim shibodim. Moshe sheni pirush v'kuntres im shtar milu behu gave him chosim shibodim. V'chein yom rabbi tamik da'afilu b'shor shtores gave him even misir and chosim shibodim. כי למש מה בפרק בס, דה אומרה, והלוח את רבלזה בגיד, ובישור שטור אסלוי, וכתוב לבגיד ומחוסים שבונים. אל מדה רבלזה ראי ונאם בבישור שטור אס. So there is a מחלקס in Gemore as whether Rebleza's din of any Misire Karse, whether it applies only to Gittin or it applies to Shosh Toresu. And Rav says that the halacha is like Rav Lezer, not only in Gittin, but even in Shosh Toresh. So that means that the shtar avoye can be given from the chosim shibodi with just any misir. Because the reveal the Omer Pirke Poshim, who is aksabiyoni bebez mao? Mao shiyibem misham. What is who is aksabiyoni bebez? Who is aksabiyoni bebez means the Rashbam says, Leon Bobasre, in other words, the Leve, who been borrowed money, borrowed $1,000 from Shimon. So Ruben the Leve gave him accept. He wrote on a piece of paper that I hereby admit or testify that I borrowed $1,000 from you, Shimon. And he gave it, and he wrote it in his ksaviyat, in his own handwriting. And then he came to Besdin, and he was Meiser at the Besdin. So, in other words, he testified before Besdin that this is his handwriting. So Besdin, when he submitted this note to Besdin, and he verified his own handwriting, so Besdin wrote on the back of that piece of paper an ashar. In other words, a handpick. Handpick really means an authorization, I mean the English word for it. In other words, that this is his handwriting. So the dead, and he gave it to Shimon. Then Shimon wants to collect from the Kuches, from the Chosim Shibodi. So that's the Bayon Gemore. Can he collect from the Chosim Shibodi? Does it have a deen of a new Mishnah, a seed? It had been signed by a deen? Even though it wasn't signed, but it was just written in his own handwriting. So maybe since it was authenticated by him, and Besdin wrote the handpick, the ashart, so maybe it has a deen like a real shtar or not. It does not have a deen of a real shtar. When does it have a deen of a shtar? It has a deen, but it doesn't have a deen. That's the bad. When we have a bar of Moshe Rabbeinu, who is that? Ksaveli bez man. Who is Ksaveli bez man? Malachas man she was lealim le malve Ksaviode. She will chayu the money. Ubo be bez behid bifneir. She will Ksaviode because we will bez the hempik. para mim passar o tempo, que mais tarde. Mas, minha mãe na rede, uma água que está a chegar a ele. Ele disse, me chama, then you say, he didn't spell out that he should be in your hospital body. So we say, ah, how is it? Say, well, suppose he tended to sing it. Even though it's not mentioned in the star, that the lady is me chama, then the hospital to the Malve, so it still gave him a pass for a higher story safer. The fact that it wasn't mentioned in the Shara history is due to an oversight by that. So due to his own oversight, he wrote it to his own handwriting. So just as we say, we got Mishnah that in the Sine, it's an oversight by the safer, so here it's his own oversight. The highest we give Mishnah, the highest story safer, the whole Shtab Yugo Mechile Shechitz Beinim, gave Mishnah, Kiru Kosovin a highest. We do more kim star in a male machine star. El Lazik in the best in the Kmesha Oya Mikhail Lachem. She will your Musa Eidim or Leibe, lo yuchal it in star Zem Zuyavu. The best in Kiyamu, the Yigbe Behamalte. The Gamzela Yigbe, El Nechem, ulo hacha ham it best in Shal Yuchal Eidim or Leibe Aid it together. So the other alternative for is that the hempeg by Benson is only affected that he shouldn't be able to be makfish. Like this, if Benson didn't find the hempeg, so how do we know it's his own handwriting? But since Bez wrote the handpack, so he's not in a position to be makfish. So, but he can only be gave from the chosim lechayrim, from the chosim shibodina. That's that right. So then, Rabbi Yechad said, Omalei, Abba Pishu, Zak Sabyonim Bez, and he gave the chosim lechayrim. Mosi, so it's not, he cannot be gave chosim shibodina. Moses from the Bachon, Shlishi, Sulu, and Isla Matkosha. Wait, because of the Sabbath of the Baby, he's a baby in his man. He's his man with the Hor. Hare, Shlishi, Sulu, and this is a Matkosha. And the Sabbath of the Baby, which was the Baby, Kosha, Kim Hot Shibodi. So we see that he can be gave to what's the Hare. So we see that he can be gave with any Misire. With any Misire, he can also be gave from the Chosim Shibodi. So the more, so there are two girls in the text of the Gemara. One girl say is Shana Hosom Nimishas Ksuvim Nishim Napshe. This girl say Kavis Hounds with the first portion of Rashi. That when the Mishnah says we give a Chosm Shibodi, it was not a reference to Shara Boye. It has reference to a get. And we see a get in the Muxiboso, so gave a Muxiboso. So the Mele, if the get is in the Misire, so the get is a good get. So she is the question. Mele, he can be gave a, so the Isha can be gave a Muxiboso. But in the Haname, Shara Boye with the Misire, without the Asime, cannot be gave. Cannot be gave. So this is one girl's. The other DLC, so this DLC, Shalos of Dash Suvish with Napshi, corresponds with the first Russian Rashi. Then the other DLC is, and the other DLC is the DLC by Moses Hashem. Not Mishas Suvish with Napshi, but Mishas Sivish with Napshi. Mishas Sivish with Napshi. So he says, so the Rajvam says, Shalos of the Mishas Sivish with Napshi. Now the second DLC, Mishas Sivish with Napshi, corresponds with the second Russian Rashi. That when it says, we gave Chosm Shimonim, it has reference to every Shtar Al-Boye. So we see that the Shtar Al-Boye, that has no Yitzhine, so he's also, can also be given a Chosm Shimonim. So why shouldn't two Zak Sabyot in the Benson? True, he doesn't have Yitzhine. But if it has any Yitzhine, so it doesn't have Yitzhine either. Still it can be given. So Xavote shouldn't be worse than a Shtar that has any Yitzhine, no Yitzhine. Because the reason is why Yitzhine said, any given chosm lechayrim is because Rabbi Yechanan said in effect that in order to be given chosm shibodim, the shtar must have a yachzim. Who's actually? You're the best. So he doesn't have a yachzim. So remember, so if it has any misire, it doesn't have any misire, any yachzim, it should be given from chosm shibodim. But the Mishnah says it is given, so the more in the Teretz, Shana also, the Mishas Ksivish with the Shilta. Kishe Nichta Vashta, the Rashbam explains it. Nichta Kilvesme Bineini, שאין מסירת ליחסים. כאילו תחכים לו גם לזר עם מסיר לכעסה, כאילו נחתימו מסיר השטר אותו. In other words, over there, so he gave the shtar, and the shtar was executed for the purpose of being mazer the shtar in the presence of Mesir. So the Mesir, his intention was that instead, that the Mesir should be in lieu of Yechsim. Now, if somebody executes a shtar that is signed by Yechsime, so then it's given by Chosm Shibodi, because it's a heft of shtar. So in this case, according to Rav Elazar, if he executes a shtar with the intention that it should become a shtar not through Bayit Chesedim, but through Eilim Sireh, so it has the same effect as a shtar that becomes a shtar through Eilim Sireh. So the name can be given by the Chosim Shevod. Shem the Chosim Mishtar the Mishtar succeeded with the Shem Trapshim. Ki she nichta ba shtar, nichta to the base of the name, she knew a Yemisirem ken in Yechsirem. He had given the Rav Elazar a Yemisirem karse, ki we nechta to be sich a shtar ba. Odu, mi boyero, ve hei tzik sav yod ei ve'aume, she shvei shalei nechosim be, she ze mosare, bim kei pidoi, she we yu chalar ze abilich dabe, leima poraiti, כל זמן שחסימוסי ביד מאולי, שלא ינעשה השטר בראש השטר, שאין תשומן בי, ואחר הזמן עזיקו בבזן, ושיובורו כמיום הפך, ויסו לו ימוצה בזן לקיומו, לעשי זה שטר, שיש באחייס לחוסי, שהרי לא ידעס כן נכתב לתחיל, כן ירמיר. So right, so according to the second verse, so the Rashbam explains that the Gemara is saying that אין לך נעמי, a shtar that does not have a chesimah, but it has a misireh. So it was executed as a shtar, but instead of making it into a shtar through a chesimah, he made it into a shtar through a misireh. According to Rav Elazar, a misireh can also make it into a shtar. So the mail can be given from the chesim, mishubodim. Masheitkei. Who's actually going to be blessed? So it wasn't executed as a shtar with any. So it doesn't tell me how is the shtar, it is just the idoy. So even though it's all like Sagadri Besen, so the idoy is already certain. I mean, there is no doubt that this piece of paper incorporates an idoy. But the Chalais the shtar it doesn't have, because it doesn't have any. It doesn't have a Yechsime, nor does it have any Messiah. Alright, now, let's see. So Taisa said as follows. Now, so the Rosh Hashanah period the compress is that we don't go again with Chosim Shabbat. We can't even have the Talmud that we will be sure to read here with Messiah and Chosim Shabbat. Can you mash my period pass? Do I have a book that can let us begin? We'll be sure to read slowly. Go to Tony again with Chosim Shabbat. I'll be the Rabbin Zerai and I'll be sure to read. Because Yom Abi Get Roshut, who's a Sabiot in the best? Mal. Pirish, Mal Shabbat, Mal Shabbat, Mal Shabbat, Diktone, we gave us a body. Umshane shall also be Xuve. So he mentions the Girse, the first Girse. We shall Xuve. Mashma Dakim get Ireland or Mishoshno. Alright, so what is the Taret? That's only one Girse, but the other Girse is Mishas Xuve. So this is what Taisha says. We have Bam Goresoson, shall also be Mishas Xuve. Came who she did, Vashtar, get up Miss Lady, she is Missim Kimirxime, Vahabe call. Kiraidim chsumi, avalil, iboyelot, ozak sabiyodei bibesin, umo sabiyo ben atzmei, ozak nero lidoye, ilo lasi shtar, shiri alakei, vihosom liyeir, afil nishazik bibesin. Now, in other words, so we have two gersoids in the Gemara. According to one gersoid, so only get can be given from the Chosim Shabbat. Only Elisha can be given the Ksume with the get that has in Messiah. Because then her right to collect is based upon the get, the Shtakian of the get, not upon the Ksume. She doesn't even need the Ksume. Masha'in King Shtore Alboye, so there, since she has if it doesn't have a Yechsime, just a Yechsime, it cannot be given, so the Malve cannot be given a Chosim Shabbat. That's one Shabbat. The other Yechsime is Mishas Ksime Shabbat Nafshay. So that means that with a Yechsime alone, you can be given from the Chosim Shabbat. You can be given from the Chosim Shabbat. So this is how it's Mashma from Tezis. That according to the Yechsime of Mishas Ksime Shabbat Nafshay, So a shtar alboy with any misire, without any chesime, can be given from the chosim shabbat. Why? Because according to the Gersa, any misire comes. Now, but according to the Gersa, or mishas ksuve shibin nafshei, so a shtar alboy without any chesime, or just any misire cannot be given from the chosim shabbat. Why not? But according to the Gersa, any misire comes. So there's a machlekes shaking as to whether a yechsime is also karse, but a yechsime is certainly karse. So why why do so many the shaking? All the shaking who are there is Mishas Ksubashi with Napshe. Hold that the Shtaroboye without any Chsime, with any Messina can abrogate. Why not? Why shouldn't they be able to behave? It's in the Messina cards. So the answer is, we flew, that two that any Messina cards. They can be silly counseling. Now, and according, let's say, to today's verse, so, according to one motion in today's verse, if the star does not have any Messiah, just in the Chsime, it's ineffective even by Shtar Aton. In other words, so according to Rav Lezer, a star becomes a star kinyan only through the Messiah, but through the Chsime not. But there is a loche, in Machsum Rashtar, Nasim Nachbilis Mubezin. So what? Rav Lezer denies the whole aloche? The answer is, there are two aloches in Shtar. One aloha in shtar is the shtar can affect kinyon. Let's say, through a shtar, the nisho can be divorced. Through a shtar, the nisho can become kodeshes. Through a shtar, title can be transferred in karka from the nisim to the mikabe. That's a shtar kinyon. And then, shtar is also, there's another aloha of shtar. Shtar serves as a right. Shtar serves as a right. Let's say, the shtar mechira, if the kinyon took place for kesef, and then the mechira gives the likayach a shtar. So what's the purpose of the shtar? Only to serve as an eye. In other words, the Mechel would execute the star that through the star title should be transferred. But even if the title is transferred through Keser or through Chazoke, so still the Mechel can execute the star and to give it to the Likeach, so the Likeach will have in his hands an eye of Shtolet. So there is another aloche. The star is the star eye. So the machlik is between Rav Lezer and Rav Lezer, Rav Meir and Rav Lezer, as to whether in Chsidikase and Chsidikase, that's in regard to the Shtakian aspect of Shtoris. So according to Rav Meir, the Shtakian aspect is established through the Chsime, according to Rav Lezer, it's established through the Chsime. But as far as the Shtarai aspect is concerned, everybody agrees, even Rav Lezer, that the Chsime effect they establish the shtarai. That's the halacha of Maximo Ashtar, Nashkaf is in the best. And Teisve says, now, the Tamshit is that according to Rav Lezer, so the Chsime without any Messira is no good. And he says, and even according to Rav Meir, if the get is in the Chsime, but there's no Messira, so she is not Midrashis, because of the halacha of Indoma Shemeyah, of course, in Shnai and the Kimah. So Rav Tam himself has the Kashim. So whenever a Nisha produces a get, and the get as in the chsime. So then we say, best we give her a psak din to get married. She doesn't have to produce a misira in bez. Suppose the nisha comes to bez and she says, I had a misira, but the misira died. The misira went to Nias Hayam. But if she produces ishtar, the ishtar is in the chsime. So bez will still give her a head of psak din to get married. But how on what basis? Maybe there was no in misira. So Ametam says, it's because of the aloha of Maximo Ashtalash Kafis Mibezdin. So if she produces a get and the get is in the Chsime, so then we say, Mistome Behashanase. Everything was done to Das Vikadin. If the Yishe produces a get, so we announce Sabe that everything was done to Das Vikadin. And according to Ametam, there must be a Nimisir. Even according to Rabea, there must be a Nimisir. Because of the Indoma Shabbat, of course, Mishnah, and the Gimagabo. So the Mele, through the Eder Chsime, announce Sabe that there were a Nimisir. So, and what is the base? Upon the Raya of Shtoris. So, there is no doubt that as far as the Shtarai aspect is concerned, so even Rav Lezer is made it, that the Nechsime established the Shtarai. The Shtarai. The machlit between Rav Lezer and Rabono and Rav Lezer, between Rav Meir and Rav Lezer, is that the question is whether the Nechsime can affect the Shtarkine. But the Shtarai, they certainly affect. So, the Mele, the Rishayim who say, that who have the gil say, Shana Hosom di Mishas, Ksume Shirin Nafshe. Only get can be gave within the Misira, the Ksume from Hosom Shimon, and the Isha can be gave through a get. That had in the Misira, no way in the Ksume, the Ksume from Hosom Shimon. But the Shtar Oboye cannot be given from Hosom Shimon within the Misira. They hold that according to Rav Lezer, the Misira Kase, so that means the Misira may get into Ishtar Kinyan, but Ishtar Ayur can only be affected by the Misira. And even if it has a Misira, but you cannot staple the Misira to the Ishtar Goye, impossible. So in other words, the Raya of the Misira is always extrinsic, it's extraneous to the Ishtar Goye. So, because you can only prove it by producing the Nimsire. If you don't produce it, the Malbe doesn't produce the Nimsire, so then there is no Raya. So even if he does produce the Nimsire, so it means that the Raya is extraneous, it's extrinsic, it's not intrinsic. Oh, what kind of a Raya is intrinsic? Only in the Shtar has a Versive. So then, the Raya is inside the Shtar. It's intrinsic, it's inherent in the Shtar. All the Malbe has to do is just to show, to present the Shtar. So the Mele, in order to be a Shtar Raya, then the Raya must be intrinsic in the Shtar, not extrinsic. So, and the Shita of this Rishetmi is, the Shita of this Rishetmi is that Mil Malbe, now the question is this, and on that, there is a machlekes v'sheni. The aloha is that mil bal peh is given from the chosin v'sheni. Mil v'shtah is only given from the chosin v'sheni. One mandoma says, and we pass by that mandoma, that dvar peh or echad mil bal peh v'echad mil v'shtah given from chosin v'sheni. Chosin v'sheni. And, but the chachomim mo misakei, the chachomim mo misakei, v'shim takonis alikuches, So the Chachomim are misakein that the Mil Bal Peh should not be able to be given Mechosim Shibonim, because if the Mil Bal Peh would be able to be given Mechosim Shibonim, so then the Likuches wouldn't be protected. So because of that, the Chachomim are misakein that the Mil Bal Peh cannot be given Mechosim Shibonim, but the Mil Bal Bishtar can be given Mechosim Shibonim. So the question is, once the Chachomim are misakein that the Mil Bal Peh cannot be given, and the Mil Bal Bishtar can be given, what was the Hakonis Chachomim? That because of Pesinit the Likuches, the Chachomim were misakein, and they were now mid-rising, that the Mil Bal Peh is given the Chosin Mishavodim. So what levies the Shibut? What imposes the Shibut? The Alboi Tzau. If the Mil Bal Peh can be given from Likuches, so what imposes the Lien on the Sodeh, even when it's in the possession of the Likuches? What imposes the Shibut? And the Sodom. The Milve, the fact that the Leve owes the Malve, that imposes a Shibud as in the Chosin. That's Midrais. But Midrabonon, he cannot be gay. So that means that the Chachomim or Misake, that the Milve cannot impose a Shibud as in the Chosin. But in order to impose a Shibud as in the Chosin, then he must execute the Shtar, and the Shtar has to impose the Shibud as in the Chosin. If so, so the Shtar has what kind of din? Shtar Kiyam. If the Takonis Chachomim was that the Milveh cannot impose Yishibut on the Chosin. Mid Raisa, the Milveh itself imposes Yishibut. Without the Shtar. But the Chachomim or Misake, that the Milveh Alpeh is not there. So the Milveh, the Chachomim, were Mavkiya the Shibut that the Milveh can impose upon the Chosin. But they were Misake, that only if you execute the Shtar, then a lien is imposed upon the Nechosim of the Leive. So it is the Shtar that affects the Shibut of the Nechosim. So maybe the Shtar has to be Shtar Kiyan. Oh, no. Since Midrais, a Mil Ve'al Peh is also Mil Nechosim. But Hachomim, Mishum Tzeh Nil Nechuches, who are Mavkiya the Shibut, but in order to protect the Nechuches, but in order to protect the Nechuches, all that the Chachomim had to be Misakhi was to be Mavkiya, the Shibud, in the Mil Bal Peh. But they did not have, in order to protect the Nechuches, they did not have to be Mavkiya, the Shibud, in the Mil Bal Mishtar, because the Mil Bal Mishtar has a call. So the Melech, the Nechuches would be protected anyway. So since the Chachomim were only Mavkiya, the Shibud in the Mil Bal Peh, but in the Mil Bal Mishtar they won't Mavkiya the Shibud. So that means if the Milve is backed up by the Raya of Shtores, so then the Milve is Mishavet. Me, the Raya said the Milve is Mishavet, regardless whether the Milve is corroborated by the Raya of Shtores or not. But the Chachomim were Misakei that only that kind of a Milve that can be, that is proven, that is corroborated, and that is backed by the Shtar Raya, so that kind of a Milveh imposes a Shibud. So the Milveh, the Shtar doesn't have to be Shtar Kiyan. All that the Shtar has to be is Shtar Raya. So that's the question. What was the Takonis Chachomim? So at this point, there seems to be a machlokes between the Teisves and the Teisves Rishonim. Further in here. Now the halacha is that the machlekes between Tesis and Tesis Re is that Chof on the Benzi. Now the halacha is that the get has to be written on the paper and the parchment of the Baal. But the Baal, because the Torah says, because of Nosa, so that means that if the Baal will write the get on the paper that and the parchment that belongs to the Isha, so the get is possible to write. And this is not only Alochim get, it's Alochim Epishtaki. Let's say, the Karke is written in the Shtar. So the Shtar has to be written on the Shtar Matone, has to be written on the parchment, the paper that is owned by the Nazi. Suppose the Nazi will take a piece of paper that belongs, the parchment that belongs to the Mikabu Matone, and he will not ask the Mikabu Matone to be marked without ask getting Akroyet in the piece of paper from the Mikabu Matone. He will just write the Shtar Matone, so it will not affect the transfer of title. Because Allah of Sefer Amak. So it's not only Allah in Get, it's Allah in Mishtaki. So the more the Chof on the Beis. They fly from the Ebedo. Hoy Rome Bachon. Hoy Mozak, Hoy Mozak in the Tapesh in Shalom. We get Kosovo level. Now the Get does not have to be written that Get. And parchment can be written, and parchment can be written on paper. It can be written on a paper tablet, on a metal tablet too. It can be written, inscribed, engraved, on a golden tablet. It doesn't make any difference how it's written or engraved. So Rome Bachome says, Hoy Mozokim Bitable Shishalom. Let's say it is well known that a certain tablet belongs to the Isha. And then the Isha produces that tablet, and the tablet is engraved, is written, a whole get. And they did not sign on it. And that get states, in effect, that the Baal divorces his wife. Now, but, so if the tablet had belonged originally to the husband, so then it would be a good get. But the problem arises on account of the fact that it was established for a long time that this tablet, this plate or something, belonged to the Isha. So if the Baal wrote the get on a plate, on a tablet, that belonged to the Isha without getting title in himself, in the tablet, so then it's not Sefer Makne, so he could divorce her with his tablet. So, Vahe Yitzam Tarasyon, Ma, Mi Amrin Lak, Mi Yak Nisarei, Oy Dilmo, No Yod Lak. Do we say that even though it has been established that this tablet belonged to the Isha, but since the Baal gave it to her, so there is a presumption that the Isha transfer title in the tablet to the Baal, and then the Baal wrote the get on the tablet, and then he gave it to her. So there is nothing wrong, so she is migracious. Oh, we cannot presume that the Isha knows that the get has to be written on Sefer HaMakna and the Sefer of the Baal. So maybe the Isha didn't know. So Mele, and she just let him write the get on her tablet without transferring the title in the tablet to the Baal. So Mele, the get is no get. Omar Rabbi, Toshma, that's in Mishnah Edis, Afu, the Yudim and Bobi, Heid al-Fatot and Shoya B'tzad Yerushalayim, there was a certain village near Yerushalayim, Voya B'tzok Le'achol, there was an older gentleman, Voya Mawzel Chol Le'akva, and he was a rich man, and he used to lend money to all the residents of the village. V'kesev Yerushalayim, okay, so he did everything, he lent the money to all the residents of the village, and he wrote, and whenever he lent money to a resident of a village, he wrote the shtar, the case of Iksav Yodin, v'achidim chesim. Now, who has to give the shtar, to execute the shtar over here? The lady. So in other words, but who owned everything? He was the rich man in the club. So this okay, he owned the parchment also. So that was written on the parchment of the Malbet. So it's not Sefer HaMakna. Because since there is a loche of Sefer HaMakne, so we presume that every lady knew of this aloche, and he made sure that the Zoki, the elderly gentleman who owned all the parchment, so that he should transfer title in a piece of parchment to a certain Oive. And then the Oive wrote that. So here too he can presume that even though this tablet belonged to the Isha, that the Baal obtained title in the parchment, and then he gave it to her. So maybe the Zokin, the elderly gentleman, he was a London, but the Isha doesn't know this. So he cannot presume that the Isha is making the tablet to the Baal. So Jesus says, Sekashe, Vintema, my story I will get, the email right, but you will be moved out of the way of the Mishapte. You will be shown the evil call, and I will be the rest of the Sabbath. The man, the Yazik, the Tina Yazik. So he has the kashe. What kind of a rai is it? By when is there a requirement of say for a makna by shtore kinyan? But shtore rai does make a difference whether it was written on the paper of the leibe or on the paper of the malbe. The purpose of shtore rai is to serve as rai. So how does the rai operate? The Raya operates because when they didn't sign the Shtar, they don't surrender the Shtar. They don't turn over the Shtar to the Malveh. They would be dishonest people if they would sign the Shtar and immediately turn over the Shtar to the Malveh. So when they didn't sign the Shtar, to whom did they turn over the Shtar? To the Malveh. Now the Malveh produces the Shtar. How did it come to the hands of the Malveh? The Edim certainly did not turn over the Shtar to the Malveh. So the Edim, after they finished signing the Shtar, they turned it over to the Levi. Now, how the Malveh has possession of the Shtar? So obviously, the Levi turned it over to the Malveh. Why did the Levi turn it over to the Malveh? Because the Malveh lent the money. So immediately the Levi handed over the Shtar as a Raya on the Talboy. So what difference does it make whether the parchment belong to the Levi or the parchment belong to the Malve? And if the parchment belong to the Malve, so the Raya doesn't operate. So the Aloha of Sefer HaMakne applies only to Shtar Kinyan. So that's the Aloha, that it has to be written on the parchment that belongs to the one who executes the Shtar. The Nesei, the Baal, not if it belongs to the Isha. But Shtar Goye, so all in order to be given from the Chosim Yishevodim, all that is necessary is that it should be Ishtaraye. So even without it's Ibra Makne, it can serve Ishtaraye. So what's the Raya of this Gemara? Vinirli Foresh, Vinirli Gemara, the Nisome Kibush or the Malveh of Ondei Oyiya, Gam Heim Hoyo Eisim Litevo. Vinesno Yim Maton Oy Mech Oy Sonetz. Since you are such a good-natured man, the son of the gentleman, and he used to lend money to everybody, so they certainly reciprocated to him, and they used to give him matones. Kar coins, the matone, and the shtar matone was also written on the parchment. And who owned all the parchment? So this elderly gentleman. So how was it? And they were just to be Sefer HaMakne, shtar matone, and shtar kinyan. So the Raya is not from shtar alboye, the Raya is from shtar matone. This is what Jesus says, that this is Reed Israeli. And he says that the Raya is from shtar alboye. So then, how could there be a Raya from Shtar Alboye? But Shtar Alboye, in order to give him Chosim Shibodim, all it has to be is Shtar Raya. And it can be Shtar Raya even if it's not written as Ibra Makne. So it seems that there is a machleket between Tesis and Tesis Li. Now, since Midrash say Bilbao pays even Chosim Shibodim, so Midrash say goes without saying that it's the Milve, the indebtedness, the fact that the labor owes the Malveh money, that levies the shibud on the chosim. But the Chachom from Misake, that the Milvah pay cannot be gained. So according to Tesis, the Chachom from only Matkia, that a Milveh that is not backed up by the Raya of Shtores cannot impose the shibud. But a Milveh Bishtar, if the Milveh is a Milveh Bishtar, if the Milveh is backed up, corroborated by the Raya of Shtores, then the Milveh imposes the shibud. And that is a sweet old. No, since the Chachomim were misakeh, that the Milveh al peh cannot be given Chosim Shibodim, so then the Chachomim in effect were matkia, the shibud, by the Milveh. So, but Chachomim said, in order that there should be a shibud, then the shtar has to impose the shibud. So, in other words, just as shtar can transfer title in Kakoyis, so Shtar can impose his Shimon in Kakoyis. So in order to impose his Shimon in Kakoyis, it must be Shtar Kinge. That's the machlekes between Teisves, that Kofim Dibun, and Teisves Sri. According to Teisves, so in order to be able from Chosim Shibodim, it doesn't have to be Shtar Kinge, it only has to be Shtar Raya. Because the milvein, once the milvein is backed up by the Raya of Shtores, is proven by the Raya of Shtar, so then the milvein imposes the Shim. So, and according to the Teisves Sri, it has to be Shtar Kinge. So the Melech, those Rishayim who say that with Eidem Isir, a Shtar Ovoye cannot be given from Chosim Shibodim, because they hold that in order to be given from Chosim Shibodim, then it has to be a Milve B'Shtar. What does it mean a Milve B'Shtar? The Milve has to impose the Shibud. And the Milve has to be backed up and corroborated by the Rai of Shtores. So the Shtar has to be a Shtar Rai, not just a Shtar Kinyan. If the Rai of Shtores, so then the Rai is inside, is inherent in the Shtar. It's intrinsic in the Shtar. But if it has no Yersime, it just has a Yersime. And it just has a Yersime, it has no Yersime. It just has a Yersime. So if the Yersime will go away to be the Sayyam, so then no Rai. Now, so then there is no intrinsic Rai in the Shtar. So the Shtar is only Shtar Kinyan, it's not Shtar Rai, so it cannot be given from the Chosim Shimon. So it cannot be the Chosim Shimon. That's their Shem. Alright, now. We have a Hanan Pirej, that he get Hoshet Kri Ayin Amgar. You see, so the Rashbam still says, you see, from the Gemara in Amgar, Teisves mentioned the Rai, that a Milve, a Shtar Rai, a Shtar Mil, Shtar Ovoi, that says it in Sire, can be in Mori, can be in Mori, can be in Mori, can be in Mori, but from the Gemara, in Mori, Basre, if we are Geres, Shal also, the Mishas Ksubo, Shivik Nafshei, so then that the Mori, in effect, tells us, that only get with the Mishira can be gave from the Chosim Shibon, and the Ishi can be gave from the Chosim Shibon and the Ksum. But any other Shtar Ovoye without the Mishira, with the Mishira, cannot be gave. So, according to Rashbam's view, the Mishas Ksim, Shibit Nafshei, there is no Mishira between the two Gemaras. But if we are there is Mishas Ksum, Shibit Nafshei, so then there is an apparent Mishira between the Gemara that we have been given, which says, ובשתור שתור אסלוי, ובתור נגיד חדום שבודים, אין בגמורה that says, שאין בו בס, ודה תקופה עם בו, שאין בו עושים שעס קסומי שלי נפשי, ותשתר בו ילודים נסירה, ולאו דה נסירה, כנאו נגיד חדום שבודים. So there is, תראה. So the Rav Chaim Amir Pirish, להגיד את פה של פרי להגיד גם גרש, so the Rav says, אין לו חנאמה, there is a stire, there is a machlik as a suges, the Gemara in Mor Basra holds, that is Shtar Ovoye with the Misire, cannot be given from Chosim Shmoni. The Gemara in Gittin, that the Mor holds, that is Shtar Ovoye with the Misire, can be given from Chosim Shmoni. Now, how do we pass through like the Gemara in Mor Basra, that it cannot be given from Chosim Shmoni with the Misire, or like the Gemara in Gittin, that it can be given? So, ופוסק אבל חנן היו שיש לי סמי חייבי את פושט ורואים מגיעים לנו עם מסירה אלו מבניך so the Rav Chanan will pass us like the Sugi Bo Basre that is Shtar Ovoye that is in Mesire no in Yerzime cannot be gave in other words why not? Because in order to be gave it has to be Shtar Ayin and if it has in Mesire no in Yerzime there is no intrinsic Ayin in Shtar so the Mele it's not considered in Shtar Ayin We hold the point of stomach in Shabbat and Pirki, that the Shabbat was so in the Master of the Son of Israel, you all have in Shabbat and in Gve. So that word is in the Shabbat that was written in Persian, but the fact that it was written in Persian has no significance whatsoever. The Shabbat does not have to be written in Washington, but it means a Persian Shabbat is written in Persian and the signatories, they are Sime Agoyim, are Persians, Persian Goyim. But they can see the Al Yisroel. They can see the Al Yisroel. So the Gemara says, so the Gemara is the Kashi, so why is it given only from Bnei Chare? Why is it given only from Bnei Chare? Yoche, Mishab Bnei Hamaligme, Loi Kosher Yitzak HaBnei Hanane. So the Maim and Bechsima are Misadi Yitzchot Bnei Gengit, Ki Nipirish Bekuntres, Mishimokas Al Benaito, Mishab Bnei Mishab Bnei, Ki Bnei Masra Bnei Masra Bnei Yisroel, Chshi Vehanach Yitzchot Bnei Yitzchot because there is a special Halacha that the Ashton is always by Choyish Rakel, even though there's a Prince in Magoyim, so still it's kosher. So it's a special takone, and it can be given from the Chosim Shibonim too. Not all the Shem agree with that. But some of you say it. So we don't push a hook as we have a camel. We go and we shout the elevators. Alright, now. So Tetzes mentions here two things. As to whether the Shtar boy that has any Messiah and does not have any Messiah, whether it can be given from the Chosim Shibodi or it cannot be given from the Chosim Shibodi. Now, so according to the Rav, there is a machlekes asugyas between the sugya in Bolbaska and the sugya in Dibn. According to the sugya in Dibn, it can be given from the Chosim Shibodi and any Messiah. In other words, that it's come that it doesn't have to be Shtaraye, just through the Shtar Kinyan Kinyan Geve, and according to the sugya. According to the sugya in Bava Basra, so it cannot be given from the Chosim Shibodi. According to the Gilse of Mishas Ksuba Shibnash, it cannot be given. Why? Because there is no intrinsic raya in the Shtar. In order to be given from the Chosim Shibodi, there has to be an intrinsic raya in the Shtar itself. That's only true if they are Eidachsim. Now, let's see the Rashbam. From the Rashbam in Bava Basra, it is what we mentioned there. From the Rashbam in Bava Basra, it's Mashma, not Mashma, he said it explicitly. Now, we normally interpret this Gemara, this Mishnah, when the Mishnah says, according to the Loshin Rashi, that Dibim Chosim Shibodim has reference to Ishtar Ovoi. So what does it mean, Dibim Chosim Shibodim? Even though it has no Yidach Simen, but it just said in Misire, and it's not written in Bixab Yod. It's written in Ksav Sefer. That's how we explain it, we understand this Mishnah. But the Rashbam of Basra understands this Mishnah, that this Mishnah has reference, Rabbi Elazar has reference to a case where the Shtar Goyah was written in the handwriting of the lady. And in addition, it had it in Sirah. So then, if it was written in Ksav Yodin, but in addition to the fact that the Shtar Goyah was written in the handwriting of the Leve, it had it Messiah. So then Rabbi Elazar says, it's given to Chosim Shabbat. But suppose it was written by the handwriting of the Sefer, and it was Nitzah in the presence of a Messiah, then Rabbi Elazar wouldn't say that it's given from Chosim Shabbat. The Rashbam says it explicitly. Oh, we gave him Chosim Shabbat. The Rashbam, when he explains this Mishnah, we gave him Chosim Shabbat. Kelema, we mishtar milvehu, and he says, Ashtar. Hakosu b'chsav yodei, ve'im ve'edi, elo shemos ve'bifnei edi, gibim chosim shibodi. So, klima, ve'im shtar mil ve'u, eisi ashta, hakosu b'chsav yodei, ve'im ve'edi, elo shemos ve'bifnei edi, eisi ashta, hakosu b'chsav yodei, ve'im ve'edi, elo shemos ve'bifnei edi. So, there are two prerequisites in order to be given from chosim shibodi. Number one, it has to be written in the handwriting of the Leve, not in the handwriting of a Sefer. And number two, that it has to be Nimsa of the Nidim Sira. Now what's the deal? What's the combination between Ksav Yodei and the Nidim Sira? So if it is written in the handwriting of the Leibe and no Yidach Simen, no Nidim Sira, then it's not given from Chosim Shibodi. If it is Nimsa of the Nidim Sira, but in the handwriting of the Sefer, it's not given from Chosim Shibodi. But if it has both elements, in other words, it was written in the handwriting of the Leibe, and then it was Nimsa in the presence of a Messiah. Then it is given Chosim Shibodi. The Rambam is also Mashma like that. The Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Yudalet. The Yuch has Svau and Levi. I don't have to say the Svau. Levi shekosa shtar v'savyone. V'hei v'yei. V'nosne mimau v'hei. הרי זה שטר פשוט. וחיים עם כוסף שטר. זאת אומרת, מי חיים כוסף שטר? אוו, זה נחסב יותר. אף על פי שאין בהם, ונוסתם ממהו ובפניהם, הרי זה מיוב במשטר. והוא שלי יקסה של יוכל מדי. אורי, בכל זה יצלחו לדי, הוא סודם לי, אורי. מי בעזי הוא פרוס בהם. זאת אומרת, מועס הוא יצטרה שבא משיטה, אין, זה, תאיזה שיטה זה נעבלי זה. אין רשי שיטה זה נעבלי דתים. Because רשי לא זה Rashi doesn't say that, according to the second version, Lishnachim edil mchosim shibodim. So, Rashi doesn't say, Im nichtav b'chsav yad ha'olayim. Im shtam alo vehu. And as long as it is nipsam b'nei b'sire. But Rashbam shite is explicitly like that, and from the Rambam is also Mashma, and the Rambam is not explicitly mentioned. But in the Rashbam it's explicitly mentioned. So we have to understand, what's the significance of this combination of shtar, of savyode and the yisra? So it seems that the shite of the Rashi. Now, we raise the question as to whether it clear from chosim shibodim. So mil ba'alpeh is not David. Mil ba'shtar is David. Is that based upon shtar kinyan or is that based upon shtar ayin? So we saw that according to Teisves that chofim is based on shtar ayin, not on shtar kinyan. It's not the shtar that has to live with the shibud and the chosim. It's the milveh. But the milveh has to be proven by the rai of shtaras. So it only has to be shtar. So that's the shita. And this is the shita is that the shtar kinyan. The shita of the Rashbam and the Rambam is that it has to be both. In other words, first of all, in other words, two midraise milveh alpeh is nim chosim shibudim. But the chachomim felt that there was a need to be makia that shibut. So the mail of Takonis Chachomim was that the milveh itself, the indebtedness itself, cannot levy shibut of Hamid Chosim. But only the shtar has to levy shibut. So Namuretzo, it has to become shtar kinyan. Just as shtar is capable of transferring title in kakoes, so shtar is capable of imposing his shibut on kakoes. What is a shibut? A shibut is also partial title. What does shibut mean? What does shibud mean? Elian. What does Elian mean? Elian means a right by the creditor to take away a piece of card in order to collect the debt. So that means he has certain rights. It's like a partial title. It's not a kinyan, it's a shibud. So in other words, so the Takonis Chachamim was that in order to impose a shibud on kakoyes, you must, so the shtar must impose the shibud. So in other words, the shtar is the shtar kinyan, just as the shtar affects kedushin. Just as the shtar affects Gdushin, just as the shtar affects the transfer of title in Kakoyes from the Nesim to the Mikavir. So the shtar imposes a shibud and the chosim. So it has to be shtar kinyan. And then the Chachamim were also misakim, since they were interested in protecting the Likuches. So in other words, that there should be a call. Now, what produces a call? What produces notoriety? I mean, makes it mefursem that there is, that this sode has a shibud, a shtar. So, in order to produce a call, there has to be a rai of shtaras. So the melech that Takonis Chachomim was, in order that the malveh should be able to be given from chosim shibodim, so it must be shtar kinyan. And it must be also Ishtarayim. It must be Ishtarayim, because in view of the fact that the Chachomim were Mabkia, the Shibut, that the Milveh itself, the Alvoy itself imposes. Because if the Milveh itself, the Midrash said it, the Alvoy itself imposes the Shibut. So the Chachomim were Mabkia, the Shibut, that the Alvoy imposes. So the Melech, the Shibut has to be imposed by the Shtar. So the Melech is Ishtarayim. And then, in order that there should be a call, so the Chachomim were misakim that in order that the Malveh should be able to be given from the Chosim Shibodim, so it has to be Ishtarayim. Now, Edim Sirei can make it into Ishtarayim, because that's contrablessa Edim Sirei Kalsi. So it makes it endows, the Edim Sirei endow the Shtar with the Kinyan potential to affect the Yonim. But Ich sehe, they affected into in Starei. But since it was not an Ichsine, so it becomes Starei to Ichsine. Once it is a Starkin, it becomes a Hefze of Starkin. To the Ichsine, but the element of intrinsic Rei. Intrinsic Rei is lacking, so if it was written, Bixabion of the Lebe, so then there is an intrinsic Rei. But, it just Xavyone by itself cannot be given on Chosim Shibati. Because the Xavyone can only supply the element of Raya, but not the element of Kinyan. In order to appear Shtar Kinyan, it must have aiding. Without aiding, it does not become a Hefze of Shtar. It does not become a Hefze of Shtar. So in other words, it has to have in Misire and Xavyone. It has to have in Misire in order to be Shtar Kinyan, and it has to have Xavyone in order to be Shtarai. Shtarai. That's the shita of the Rashbam and the Rambam. Now this Gemara, when the Gemara says, the Gemara has a kasha, Ir Abelezer, Ksive Boyer, Ksime Loiboy. So then the Gemara's, one tenet of the Gemara is, that Leilom Rablezer, Vechivu Boyer Rablezer, Ksime Ir Abelezer, Klau, Eich Vigeidi Boyer, Now let's turn. So according to Teisves, it's only a drabon. And why is it possible in the drabon? Even according to Rablezer, if the chsim is signed, it shall be shmo because of his special zere. Ikel mikzach chsim or tuksim. That's the issue. Let's turn to the Rashba. There is a long Rashba. Wie boy sein denn? Lei um Rablezer. Wie gib ein boy Rablezer, so ein schmoi von der Gegend klar. Aber ich gebe ihm boy. Jo ma robe mit Rablezer mit dem Tiger schon so. Kosher. Du schaif von mir mit dem Tiger, ja um sich jetzt mit Psoeis. Die die noch schach so mit noch, die ist ein Kam und so ein Ko, kein Matante da was immer mit Frigise, bis alle aber kam schon doch schön. אלו שלא יחוסנו לשמור, ואפי מינו צריכו לשמור, מי פסולי כקיד בידך סינו לקר זה, this case is cash. So, this is the cash. תן לי, מה העניין שלא יהיו לשמור למזוי ותכן, שיחסו מבקרים עם מפסול, דהוס המדיד מפסול, משבדיל נוס המדיס מחלאי, להשיאו לנצימו מן על פיהם, אבל כשעד לא רמז, אם לעשי סבל מדיס כושר, כי לא מפיר כרבו אחים, נמחה גם אינים, זה מנחוס המקסום ומיסדה, ורחמו לא מפיר ומקסובו, Now, the more is the kasha. The chachomim or misaki is man begit. Why would the chachomim misaki is man begit the koin to Rabbeichle? Because Shem Lichava was chesi. If you get, it does not have it, it does not, would not be, if it hadn't been required that the get should have his man, so let's say sometimes the husband divorces, the husband divorces his wife, let's say on the first of Nisan. On the first of Nisan. And then two Eidim come and then two Eidim come to Beis Din, come to Sanhedrin, and they testify that this woman committed adultery in order, in Shvat. So now that there is a requirement of Isman, so when Beis Din takes a look at Isman at the date of the get, and Beis Din sees that this man of the get was Nissen, so that means prior to Nissen, in order in Shvat, she was still in Shishish, she was higher as Nissen. But if there wouldn't be any Zman, so then he could be Mechape, he could be Mechape al Basachay, say, he could say, the get was given to her in Davis. There is no Zman. She'll produce a get. So because of that, the Chachon will not be saying. So then the more Esikashi will come is, why won't the Chachomim misaki Zman in Ishtar Kushim? Also because of Shemo Yechav. So if there is no Zman, so she could commit adultery after she is in Kodeshes, and then she and he would say that this loose was committed before she became Kodeshes. So the Gemara says there is no way of making sure that the Zman should remain intact. Because with whom will the shtabush be left? If it will be left with her, so Mele, she has an interest in concealing the shtab. She will not produce the shtab. And then, if it will be left with him, that he'll be mechapel and his wife, so he'll also conceal, he'll suppress the shtab. So the Gemara says, no, let the chachomim be misakei, that every shtab dushi should have this man, and let the chachomim be misakei, that the shtab dushi should be kept in the possession. First, of course, it has to be handed over to the isha. But the moment it is handed over to the isha, then it should be surrendered to the edim, and the edim will have possession of the shtab dushi, and the edim have no motive in protecting the woman. So just as today the practice is that once the Baal hands over the get to the Isha, so then the Isha turns over the get to the Bezdin, and the Bezdin gives her to. So why not? That is not in the Kodesh Chazal. So that was instituted a few hundred years ago. So the more discussion is, why won't the Chachomim Misake Zman Mishtab Gushi? And then you ask, but who will assure us that they will always be able to produce the shtab yushi in order to see the date of the shtab yushi? So let the Chachomim Institute establish the practice that once the Baal hands over the shtab yushi to the Isha, then it should be surrendered to the Eidim, and the Eidim will keep the shtab. So the Gemara says, no, Neichka the Eidim, that's not a good Eidim. Zinin the Chosid Biksobe, Umisabe, Rachmun Oman Piyam Biksobe. Because the Eidim are not expected, they're not expected to have a photographic memory. So even though they were Eidim, and they were Eidim and they saw that the Kushi took place, Alabinism. But they might forget. So then the investment will ask them, when did the Kushi take place? So then they won't remember, they'll look into the Shtar, they'll see that the Shtar has the date of Alabinism, they'll say the Kushi took place, Alabinism. But that Agoda is not Agoda Kshema, because Mipiyam will be so. The Kasha is, why does the Gemara say Mipiyam will be so? Let the Gemara say, Mipiyam, or why does the Kasha? So because of that, the Chachomim will not be Misakei Zman Midin. Now the question arises, suppose if the Chachomim would be Misakei, that once the Shtab Dushin is handed over from the Baal to the Isha, then it should be turned over into the hands of the Isha. And then the question would arise, when did the Kedushin take place? Let's say in case the Isha does commit adultery, and the Shaila is, did she commit the adultery before she became Kodeshes, or after she became Kodeshes? So we would have to know when the Kedushin take place. So the Eidim would be asked, and the Eidim wouldn't remember out of their own memory when the Kedushin took place, and they would look at the Shtar, and then they would testify. So the Agoda would be Shalakidin, because it would be Mitzogom or Eidim, but it would be Emes, because since the Eidim, the testimony of the Eidim, would be based upon the evidence of the Shtar, so it's Emes, it's not Shekeah. Still, the Gemara says that that would be Mirsh. So what we see from this Gemara, that there is a Loche, Bezdin cannot act on the basis of a Agoda that is possible, even though the Agoda is Emes. Because Al Bishnai Melin of Novo. So even if Meshe Yare come and testify, it certainly is, but since it's not a valid Hagodah Seidim, they are claiming, so the male and best cannot act on the basis of a Hagodah that is not Sheor, that is not valid. So even though when best will act on the basis of the Hagodah of the Eidim, who looked up the Shtar Dushin, they will act upon a testimony that is true, not upon a testimony that is false. But since there is a halacha from Piyam and Piksova, Morim and Piyam, that such a halacha is possible, so the male shall make it in. So that's why Rabbi says that if a nechsim, that if the nechsim, halim matam teda bechsim alei previsi, ishtar matoni was signed by two brothers. So the apostle, and then it was Nimsa with Nei Nisire, it was Nimsa with Nei Nisire, so even if the Nisire come and testify to Bezdin, and they say that the Shtar HaTorah was Nimsa, from Nisim to the Bifneir, from the Nisim to the Mikabel, so it's possible, Midrabonon. Because if we would allow it with the Nisire, so sometimes the Mikabel Matone would produce the Shtar Matone in Bezdin without producing the Nisire. And then Bezdin would recover the Sode for the Mikabel. Even though it would be MS, but since the Nisire didn't testify in Bezdin, so, and Bezdin would be acting on the basis of the testimony of two brothers-in-law, even though it's MS, so it's still Zoygedi. So that's why the Chachamim puzzled a Shtar Matone that has a Nisire craving, even if the Mikabel Matone produces the Nisire in Bezdin, in order to prevent that Bezdin should recover the Sode of the Matone without the Mikabel Matone producing the Nisire in Bezdin. Even though it would still be a mess, but in last case, Mashiach came in the case where the Yechzibah actually, but it's Shaloi Mishmo, so as far as the Raya is concerned, so even if it's Shaloi Mishmo, it's a good Shtaraya. This is what Teisa says. So Memele, why is it possible in Rabbanon when the Chzibah is Mishmo, and there is a Mishire, but the Yechzibah is actually, but it's Shaloi Mishmo. But what kind of a Mishmo could there be? So, suppose the Isha, the Mishul would be, the Isha would produce the get in Bezdin without producing the Nisire, and then Bezdin will act on the basis of the Nisire. And the, but the Nisire is Kshelim. So it's a good Shtaraya. So it's a valid Raya. So remember there couldn't be any Mishul. That's the discussion. So this is the Teretz, the Ishlim, the Mikomo, the Nikol, the Mitzah, the Simot, the Sim. Now that's the basis. So now the Rashbam said, the Rashbo said, Kosho, the Mishayah, the Mema, Mizuya, the Mitzah, מזויות מדי חיי, אלו משחיס בלי פסולאיץ, כי די דינושי, שיחסו ממינוחי, כי די סולי קאמה, או יפסו לי קורי, כי אם אתם תדע, עשינו לי תרגיס את צהל. אבל כאן שאינו קשאירי, אלו שלך עשו לו לשמוע, אף אין לך צריך לו לשמוע, מה אם תעשו מי כן, כי די נחסינו לי קאמה זה. That's the case of the case. Then he mentions in the name of Teisves, he says to the heads, that our Teisves doesn't mention. I mean, many times in Heine. ביטיר צו מתייסס, דיחים, לו הנחת משמור, חיישים עומדים מחוס מה אני יכולו, ורקח תלוס בו לזגר. ביקושה, אם כן, הבישור שלו יסור עושים משמור, לא זה נחשו שזו. ומי שאלו הם אינם ביקושי. So apparently, obviously, the Rashbo did not allow this. The Rashbo did not allow this because he says, ומי שאלו הם ביקושי, because all this is gives it to that. That here it is best to say that, of those who see me or to see me. So the Rashbo did not help our cases. So the Melee says, Vinire. So the Rashbo gives it terets. Now this terets is based upon, now there is a machlekes between the Rif and the Ramon. According to the Blazer, the Nisire Kals, suppose there is a Yersin, and there is no Yersin. So according to the Rif, if there is a Yersin, even without a Nisire, the get is a good get. According to Teisves, Gavdalev, a few, by get certainly it's not good. And by Shtar Matone, there are two shades. So, but by get, beyond any question, a Nisire without a Nisire, so it's not a good get. So the Rashbo, this first portion of the Rashbo, which the Rashbo finally rejects, so it goes according with the Shita of Teisves, Gavdalev, and a few. That according to Rav Lezer, the Nisire Kar said, so the get is not a valid get unless it has a Nisire. But if he says in the Chsime, and knowing the Nisire, so the get is not a valid get. Not like the Shire Zorim, that a Nisire without a Nisire also affects a good get. So he says, V'nira Nimshim Hohe Kol, Nimshim Teche. Now, according to Teisves, on Shite Gavdalet, so Nisuyev Teche, where the get was written, the Chsime was written Shmo. The Chsime was written Shaloi Shmo. And then it was Nimsab in the Nisire, so it's possible, so it's only possible in the Ramon. According to the first portion in the Rashbo, so I'll leave it as a sheep, that according to the Blazer, without the Nisire, the get is not a good get, so even if it has a Nisire, but if the Nisire is written Shalom Mishmo, then the get is possible in the Ralisim. Now the question is, why should it be possible in the Ralisim? If it has a Nisire, then the get becomes a valid get to a Nisire. But it has a Nisire, then it's Shaloi Nishmo. So why should it be possible in the Ralisim? So he says, "V'yidach mishmoha kol mizvei p'teichei, mishmoha p'teichei mishmoha boye, v'chusimosim shalini yichol tzimus ha-geti, v'ipomim shenikali v'misire, v'yidze miskayim v'cheizvo, v'kosher ha-flech ha-blezer, t'imim ha-rab gilak mishim miskayim v'cheizvo la-bizu yevo, u'mivad ha-gidim u'misalo v'pne shnayim, u'chidim ha-asa mishmo, u'vitomu, shenishon tikune ha-get, v'chid nilak tzimim mashmo, get kosher, v'ivad ha-yichol tzimus ha-geti, v'yil kachim v'chsim ha-lei, yil yichsim ha-mishmo mizvei p'teichei kol. Now, this goes according to Teisa Shite, you must keep in mind, that according to Rav Lezer, we must have a Misire. And if the Shtar does not have a Misire, just a Yersime, so it's not a good Shtar here. But, suppose the Misire went away in Dinazayam, and the Nisha produces the get in Benz, that is a Yersime. Will Benz give her a head of get now? Yes. How do we know that there was a Misire? Maybe there was no Misire. There is just a rumor circulating. That the war in Syria, but we cannot rely on rumor. So how can this give her a psak din that she can get married? The answer is, even according to Rabbezah in Syria can't say, so without the Syria, with the Yechsime alone, it doesn't become Ishtarayim. But Ishtarayim certainly becomes Ishtarayim. On the contrary, with the Syria, it does not become intrinsic Ishtarayim. Because if Misire, so the Rai is extrinsic. But if it is a Yersime, so then the Rai is inherent. It's intrinsic. So if Rav Lezer is made it, that as far as the Rai aspect is concerned, so the Yersime make it into a Shtarai. So the Mele, if the Isha produces a get that is a Yersime, then we say, we stomach it in us. So that means that even according to Rav Lezer, Yersime is something. It's not that Yersime is nothing at all. Yersime affects the Shtar as a Shtarai. Misire validates the shtar as a shtarkin. And Chsime validates the shtar as a shtarayim. So Mele, so he explains, the Gemara says, May the Rebbeza be Mzuyev Techei, even though according to Rebbeza, so it's in Misire Kansi. So even if it has no Yersime, so the get is kosher Damme, but if it has a Yersime, and the Yersime is signed with Shalim Ishmo, so then it's possible to write it, even though it has a Misire. Why? Because even according to Rav Lezer, and even a limitation, that with the Yersime, it does not become Shtakiyeh. But the Shtaraye, it does become the Yersime. So the Yersime accomplishes something. That the Yersime validates the Shtar as a Shtakiyeh. Validate the get as a validate the get as a Shtaraye. So in Melee, if the Yersime do sign it, then the Chsime becomes incorporated into the text of the get. Chsime has to be Lishmo. So if the text of the get is written Shalom Lishmo, then it's possible to rise. But the Chsime does not have to be Lishmo. Why? Because the Chsime is not an integral part, it's not an essential part of the get. But it's not an essential part of the get. Because you don't need it. It can become a valid get. It can become a valid get without the Chsime, through the Yersime. But if you do have the Yersime, if the Yersime do sign the get, and then they validate the get as Ishtaraye, so the Melee becomes part and parcel of the Chsime sign. And if it's Shalom Ishmo, so it means that part of the get itself is Shalom Ishmo. Now you'll ask, how can that be considered as in other words, the Rashba says that even though Rav Lezer doesn't require Chsime, but if there is a Chsime, then it becomes an integral part of the get of the Chsime. So you could ask, now the halacha is that if the Teirah was with Lishmo, but the Teirah was with Shalom Lishmo, then the get is kosher. Why? Because the Teirah is not essential part of the get. Only the Teirah is the essential part of the get. What does the Teirah consist of? Shema Baal, Shema Yisho, Shema Mokim, Hariyah Mitaras of Lodom, according to Rabbi Yudel, they have the Buchan Noye. Only the essential parts. But Teirah contains unimportant information. Something that you could do without it. So the Meire, even if the Teirah is written Shalom Yishmo, so the Eret is not possible. So why don't we say, why don't we apply the same oneness? Just as the Rashba says, that even though Chsime is not required, but if there is a Chsime, and the Chsime validates the Shtar as a Shtaraye, so the Melee becomes an integral part of the get, and the Melee becomes Shalom Lishmo, so that means that part of the get is Shalom Lishmo, so it's possible that I say, but if the Teifes itself is certainly part of the get, the Teifes, But since it's not the essential part of the get, so even if it's written Shalom Lishmo, it does not become possible to raise. So why should the fact that the Tzibri Shalom Lishmo make it possible to raise? The answer is, the Tifes is so unimportant that even if you have it, it doesn't accomplish it. What does it accomplish? Let's say, suppose you don't tell the Tifes. So then, the get is clumsy again. I mean, it doesn't, the style isn't nice. I mean, it has very few words. It's clumsy get. But it's not so clear, but it doesn't accomplish anything, the Tifes. The important thing is accomplished. The essential part consists of the Tere. Shema Baal, Shema Yisho, Shema Motev. If the get says, what is the Tere? The Tere says, Ani Yesed Unshime, Migari Shesishti, Rochel Basleyo. I mean, Rochel Basrube. Rochel Basrube. I mean, I'm Yasef and Shimon in Chicago, the Yasper and the Har Michigan. So then is Migarish Sisti, Ochel Basrube, Varia and Teresa Colonel. So suppose you don't tell anything else. So it's a question again. And the other words make it clearer. So, but it doesn't accomplish anything. So mainly, even if you have it, it doesn't become an integral part of the Chesimus HaGet. Masha'im Yichsim HaSeidim, even according to Tesis, that the Chesimus HaSeidim don't validate the Shtar into Ishtakiyan, but they validate it into Ishtarayim. And as a result of the Chesimus HaSeidim, the Isha will be able to get the Psardim by Besdin, that she can get married, even if the Mesire die, or even if the Mesire go and be Zayav. So mainly, it's more. This is more than the Tefes. So it does become incorporated into the text of the Yet. Because it adds something to the Yet. It validates it as Ishtarayim. So it becomes an integral part of the Xilis again. So if it's a little bit more, so it's possible to rise. This is how we explain it. So this explanation is given by the Rashba. At first, I'll leave a Tefes Shikhe. That according to Rabbi Zehari, the Misire Kar says, so in the Chesime without the Misire, do not validate the Get as Ishtarayim. But they do validate the get as Ishtarayim. So even though they do not validate it as Ishtakiyan, as long as they validate it as Ishtarayim, so in Mele, it becomes an integral part of the Tzivis HaGet. And if it's Shalom Mishmo, so it's possible. So he says, V'nir et Mishmo HaKol Mizuy Yavdichay, V'shin V'day Ksir Mishmo Boye, V'chsimot Shalom Mishmo Tzivis HaGet, V'pom Mishim Tari Mishmo, V'get Zer Miskayim Lechitko, V'kosh Ha'am Rabbeza, V'nir et Rabbeza, V'nir et Mishmo Tzivis HaGet, V'nir et ובאלה גדילים סוד את השניים, וכדין עשו לשמו, וביטורו, שבשעות כולי הגט, וכדין נכסים למשהו לגט כושר, ובאלה מחורצים לסגטי. תהיו כעקים נכסים עליהם, אם נכסו לו לשמו מיזוי יפתיר את פעולה. ביטאינו לו, דהוגט שחוס מנוח עם כושר לרבשימה. ועמדים עם יורד רבשים ושיטו של רבזה, דומה מסיר את ארסו, ועקשינו בו מהרוב במיד רבזה מיזוי יפתיר את של פוסו, ופעקים לרוח מעסקים בשם סביבותי. כלי מעבורו זו למסמך עליהם, על מקום של זנקין עליהם, ומחשיב מהגט הפסימוסון, ומחשיב מנחסך חמסמין ומשמור אלוהי, ולאו נכלל, נכלול לשל גטי. ולאו נכלול לשל גטי. Now, the book says that according to Rabbi Shimon, if a get was written Lishmo, and then it was signed by Goyim, but the Goyim had unique Gentile names. I don't know what kind of name is a unique Gentile name today. I mean, every name is Jewish. I mean, Paul, John, every name is... But I don't know, I mean, what kind of name would be a unique Gentile name, except the name of the Israelish. I mean, I don't know of any other name that would be a unique Gentile name. But, Bisman Chazal, so the Gemara mentions a number of names that were uniquely Gentile. So according to Rav Shimon, now the Gemara has the question. How can Rav Shimon say that if the get was written Lishmo, and it was named something in Misir Yisrael, Sheikh, and it was signed by Goyim? So it's kosher, but Goyim to Rav Lezer Mimzuy of Mitechei. So the Gemara says, Rav Shimon has reference to a case where the Yechsime had Shemes Mubot. So, Mimele, there is no Gzeire of Dil Nosim Mismach Alayim, because anyone who looks at the get will know they are good. How will he rely on their testimony? So the question is, so he says, he explains it. In other words, why is it kosher? Now, according to this shot of the Rashba, that we zuye fitekhe when he di masayin shalim mishmo. Even chere masayin shalim mishmo, so it's possible to raise it. Because sins, even though the sins are not necessary, not required, but if they do sign the get, so then they validate the get as a shtahaye, so the mele becomes an integral part of the text of the get, and if it's shalim mishmo, it's possible to raise it. So, when is a child to say that it's possible to raise it? If on the surface, it doesn't appear that they are true, that they are good. Let's say the name of the signatory is Michael. So Michael could be a Jewish name and Michael could be a Gentile name. So anyone who meets the get and sees the name of the chesed is Michael. So he will think it's a Jew. So Mimele on its face, it purports to testify, to say Agon, because it's not implicit in the name that he is a God. He might be Israel. So Mimele becomes an integral part of the text of the game. But if that's the name is Ivan, I don't know about Ivan in the United States, in Russia, before the First World War, so Ivan was a unique Gentile name. So if the name is Ivan, so Memele, on its face, it does not purport to testify. Because anyone who looks at it will know that they are no lady. So Memele cannot become an integral part of the Chesima. Why do the Chesima Seidim become incorporated into the text of the Get? Because on its face, they purport to testify. So where do they on the face of the Get purport to testify if the names are not uniquely Gentile? But if the names are uniquely Gentile, if it's Ivan, so Mimele, anyone knows that this is not Shai. If the name is Michael, so then on its face it purports to have Elim Shalim. So Mimele, it appears that this Get, through the Chesimas Elim, is a valid Shai. So Mimele it becomes incorporated into the text of the Get. But if the name is Ivan, so on its face, it doesn't even purport on the surface to imply Agode. So Mimele doesn't become Ishtarai. It can only become Ishtarai if it can mislead people. But if it cannot, if it is spurious on its face, if it is possible on its face, then it does not make the Ishtarai to Ishtarai. If on its face it's kosher, so then it validates the shtar as a shtarai. So Mimele, it becomes incorporated into the text of the get. It becomes an integral part of the get. But if on the face it is possible, so Mimele doesn't validate the get as a shtarai. No one will act on the basis of this testimony, because he knows that Ivan is an apostle. It's a Gentile name. So Mimele, it doesn't validate on its face. It doesn't validate the get as Ishtaraya. If it doesn't validate the get as Ishtaraya, it doesn't become an integral part of the get. So Mimele, even though it's a little small, so it's not possible. This is how it, all right, now, we leave it here. And then he starts to discuss it. Then the Rashba says, this is according to Teisushin, that the Yechsime without the Yechsime do not make it start here. So then we have to say that it still becomes an integral part of the Yechsime Saget by virtue of the fact that the Yechsime themselves may validate the Shtar into Ishtarai. But he says according to the Rivshite, that a Yechsime without the Yechsime validate the Shtar not only in Ishtarai, they validate the Shtar Kinyan. So then it's even better. So since they just, true, that Rav Lezer doesn't require a Yechsime, but since according to Rav Lezer, a Yechsime themselves without a Yechsime could make it into Ishtar Kinyan, so if you have a Yechsime, so then it certainly becomes an integral part of the get. Because through the Yechsime it became Ishtar Kinyan, so it becomes an integral part of the get. Here it's more mistaken to say this than according to Tesis. The Rashba applies this long the same Alim the Tesis, but Alim the Reeb, it's more mistaken. Then the Rashba then rejects Bein Alim the Shitas Tesis and Bein Alim the Shitas the meaning, and he says that even though the Yassime make it validated the Shtatinian, but since in this case we have it in Sire and we don't have to resort to the Yassime to make it in the Shtatinian, so the Mele, but beside it, Shalom Ishmo, it should be posterized. It doesn't become. He rejects this concept that even though it's not necessary in the Yassime, but if it does, if it exists, so it becomes an integral part of the head. So the Mele he says that the reason is why, the Chesime, the design Shalom Ishmo, it has it in Syria, is possible, so it's only possible in the Rabbanon, because of the Zeret, you will also lose the Rabbanon.
Shir in Gittin, Tes Cheshvan Heitov Shalom, Tes, November 9th, 1978, on Thursday.
So the Rashba at first explains the din of Mizuyah Pitech in the case where the Ari Misireh and the Ksimis Haket was Mishmoor, the Ksimis Haket was Shalom Mishmoor. So it's possible. So at first the Rashba mentions in Pshat that it's possible in Rashba. And he explains it, Alibi Tez Veshiteh and Alibi the Rishi. Because there is a machleket between Teisves and the Lib. In the case in the get where the Alim Rablezer, the Misir Kas, suppose the Amal Misir, and the Alim Chsime. So the Lib says that in Chsime by itself, without the Misir, they can also make the Shtar of the Valet Shtakiyah. And the Lib says. And the Teisves says no. Teisus says no. So the Rashba tries to explain the Shite that Mizuyah Pitech is possible. Is possible in the Raisa. Bein Alibi the Teisus Shite, Bein Alibi the Rib Shite. Now, it's much easier to explain it Alibi the Rib Shite than Alibi the Teisus Shite. Because Alibi the Rib Shite, so in the Chesime can make the Shtab, get into Shtatiyen, without any Messiah. So the Mele, it's much easier to say that even though Reb Lezer does not require the Chesime, but in view of the fact that the Chesime by themselves could make the Shtar into a valid Shtar, so the Mele, if the Chesime is Shalom Lishmo, so the Ket is possible with the Isaac, because since the Chesime is so important, is so significant, that it can make the Shtar into a valid Shtar, into a Shtar Kinyan, without the Misire, so mainly the reason in the Chesime, so that then it becomes an integral part of the get. So it's much more reasonable to say that long days I live in the Shittas Avim, than I live in the Shittas Pesach. Because I live in the Shittas Avim, so the Chesime can make the Shtar into a valid Shtar Kinyan. So it's much more reasonable to assume that in view of the fact that the Chesime can make the Shtar into a Shtar Kinyan, so even according to Reb Lezer, the Chesime is not required, but if there is a Chesime, the Chesime is Shalom Lishmo, so then it's possible to raise it. Because if it can make the Shtar into a Shtar Kinyan, so then, as long as the Chesime is there, it becomes an integral part of the get. Mashaykin according to Teisves, so the Chesime is not so important, it can never make the Shtar into a Shtar Kinyan. So, why should the Chesime, when it's there, become an integral part of the get? So it's much more reasonable to conceive of this oneness, that even though the Chesime is not required, but if it is there, it becomes an integral part of the Chesime again. Mimele, if it's a little bit more possible than I say, it's much more reasonable to say that oneness, to conceive of that oneness, I'll leave the Shittas Avim, then I'll leave the Shittas Teisves. Because according to Teisves, the Chesime is not so significant that it could make, that it could validate the Shtar as a Shtar Dirish. So, Mimele, we could argue that since it could never, the Chesime Seidim could never validate the Shtar as a Shtar Dirish. So, even if it's there, it cannot become an integral part of the get. Because it can never validate the get. I will believe that it can make the Shtar in the Shtar Dereshin. It can validate the get as a Shtar Kinyan. So it's more reasonable to assume that even though it's not needed, but if it is there, it becomes an equal part of the get. Because this in itself can validate the shtar and the shtar gereshin. But according to Tate says, it can never validate the shtar and the shtar gereshin. So there is more reason to say that even if it is there, it doesn't become an integral part of the get. But the Rashba tries to say this longness even according to Tate's shit. But according to Tate's shit, how does the chesimah become an integral part of the get if it can never validate the get? So the answer is, even though the chesimah by itself, without misirah, could not validate the get as a shtakiyah, but it does validate the get as a shtarayah. So the mela sins the chesimah accomplishes, and it adds weight to the get, because it validates the get as a shtarayah. So the mela, if it is there, it becomes an integral part of the chesimah. So he says that Alibi Tisves, and he says the same one there is Alibi David. But Alibi David, it's much easier to say that. It's more reasonable to say that Alibi David. Yes?
It only validates the get as a shtar raya, but that's not required for the Uraisa. A get doesn't have to be only the raya of the Uraisa. How should it be possible?
What do you mean it doesn't have to be?
It only has to be shtar kini of the Uraisa.
I mean, she could be divorced even if it's not Ishtar
Raisa.
But it has, one second, it has meaning with Raisa. In other words, if the get is only Ishtar Ki and not Ishtar Raisa, so she'll never be able to get married. Basically, will never give her a sardine that she can get married. Unless she produces a Nisira in Bezri. But if she has a get in her hands, and the get has a Nisira, so then Bezri will readily give her a psak din to get married without the issue of producing the Yimsira in Bezri. So in many ways, the Yimsira do something, it adds weight to the get. So since the Yimsira can validate, I'm sorry, the Yimsira can validate the get as Ishtaraya without the Yimsira, so in many ways, if it is there, even though it's not needed, it becomes an integral part of the get. So the Rashba says that Alumin takes this, and then Alumin David, he has a much easier task to say this oneness. But the Rashba says it, even Alibe the Tezish. Now, but then he has the Kashi. So Monefshia, if it becomes, if the Raisik is possible and Shalom Yishmo, so why does Rav Shimon say that he gave the Tezit Yachsim Goy with Shemis Mubot, and then it's him something, if he's in Israel, so if he gets his kosher, if it is possible to rise on account of the fact that even though the sin is not needed, but when it is there, it becomes an integral part of the get, and if it shall be shmoh, so the Bailey is possible to rise. Now, the going of sin is certainly shall be shmoh. So the Bailey should be possible to rise. So there the Rajba says, vis-a-vis this shite, a limitation shite, that a yachsime without the Messiah cannot make it in Shtakiyya, but can only make it in Shtaraya. So he says, since the chesnim are going, and the chesnim, the signatories, have shemis mevokim, uniquely Gentile names, let's say Yibam. So the Mele, on its face, it does not purport to be in Shtaraya. So the Mele doesn't become an integral part of the chesnim saget. When does the chesnim become incorporated into the text of the get, if on its face it purports to be Ishtaraya? So then it becomes an integral part of the get. So if the shemes of the boy are shemeshim uvokim, so then the chesime on its face purports to be Ishtaraya, and so if it is shemeshim uvokim, so the mele, and so the get is possible to rise, because as long as on its face it purports to be